B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh my God, are they good? What a dominating performance Saturday night, Flyers. Oh my God, I'm starting to get like Carter Hart's Pelly. Oh no, I don't want to say it. How amazing was he Saturday night? Two breakaways. He stones Kucherov. Oh, are you kidding me? He was outrageous. First period, games in a balance. Right? Couple times, two breakaways, flat out breakaways. One off a giveaway, one shorthanded. The Kucherov stoned them. Oh, that's ridiculous. The kid. Are you kidding me? And then somebody called them, they play like Drago. Like, they come at you in waves. They're a machine. And it's true because they're so deep. The depth of on that team, and they just run at you and smother you. Wow, they're good. They are really, really good. Oh, this goal sets the stage for Wednesday night, game one. The NHL playoffs begin. Flyers, Les Habitants. Flyers and Canadiens. What a great series. Canadiens take care of the Penguins. So Flyers get Montreal, and it's Hart versus Carey Price. Carter Hart grew up idolizing Carey Price. Price was tremendous against the Penguins. So here it is. The playoffs begin. What a week. We got game one Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Game two Friday at 3. Cannot wait for the Flyers playoffs. We'll talk about them. What a game Saturday night. They start the bubble, and then they just systematically defeat the Bruins, the Capitals, and the Lightning. 1, 2, 3. That's big notches on the Flyers' belt. What a game. And how about it? The Ghost was active. The Ghost played well. Farabee, it's my man. Lit the lamp. Pretty good. A lot of fun, man. This Flyers team is a lot of fun to watch because they're that good. They have come together in a monstrous way. So we'll talk all about Flyers today. Boosh will be with us at 11:30. Can't wait to talk. He's been doing a great job. I've been watching a lot of the hockey, and Boosh has done a fabulous job. Great job. So looking forward to talking to Brian Boucher. At 11:30, size up the Flyers and take a little. I'm curious what he says about the Canadiens and at what kind of danger they pose. Meanwhile, can't say the same about the other squad in the bubble. The other squad in the bubble has now become a disaster. Yeah, the curse of the process. I never thought I would believe in the curse of the process because I was a process and remain a process devotee, but this curse of the process is upon us. Now, Embiid's fine. He left the game yesterday. Word is he's fine. You know, something tells me he's not exactly dialed in right now. No Simmons playing with slop. This team is struggling. I'm now looking to go after that OKC pick and tank the rest of the way. The tank is back, baby. I can't believe it. That's called gallows humor. The tank is back. They are woeful. They're woeful. They're rudderless. They have no plan on the floor. The wrong guys are playing in the wrong positions. The gimme is that Lillard would go off yesterday. You knew that Dame would just flex yesterday after the Clippers thing that they got pissed off by the Clippers. And then he goes in and, wow, he's going to have Shake Milton guard him? Were you serious? He went, hey, Shakey Shake, here you go. Let me drop 50 on you. And the only surprise was the game was that close and the Sixers actually had a lead late in the fourth quarter before relinquishing it. But it's a disaster. It really is. It sucks. I'm mourning it. I'm depressed about the Sixers in basketball. And I watch the NBA. I watched like the Clippers Nets last night. But I got to tell you, I lost my luster. I expected big things. I expected one day Flyers, one day Sixers, and the double-double run. I got one run, but not the other. And Phillies yesterday, the bright spot is Spencer Howard. It looked good, looks promising. But after that, that's just dreck. That's just more dreck. That's just Klentak dreck. He has given you nothing. And I know I've been railing on him for 3 years now, but if there's ever more of a reason why he has to go, look at this. Speaking of rudderless, what do you got? You got a team that's patched together? That's just ugly. That's a bad, and they're not even, they should be so much better than they are. Anyway, that's the state of the three sports playing. Football is about to change this week because what you're going to probably see maybe as soon as today is the Big Five postpone the college football season. There was an emergency meeting yesterday. Big Ten is about to pull the plug. And if the Big Ten goes, they all go. The MAC and your Tuesday night action was pulled over the weekend. No action. There is, and that just leads it to the next one. And next one is going to be the Big Ten is going to say, let's go. Nobody wants to do it, right? So they all came with this idea, these Power Five conferences. Well, let's kind of muddle through it. And let's just try to bowl our way through it. Because the Pac-12 and the SEC and the ACC and the Big Ten and the Big 12, no one wanted to pull the plug. No one wanted to be the first one to do it. Well, the fact that the MAC goes and the fact that Big Ten is teetering. See, the SEC will play through a nuclear war, right? Because that's all they care about down south is SEC football. So Big Ten's going to pull the plug, and I think it happens today at some point. And then what we're going to have is the last man standing, and it will be the NFL. And the NFL will try to play, and they'll move the games around. And the fact that college football will get postponed, I'm hoping at least they try to play in the spring. But the fact that college football gets postponed is more of a reason why the NFL will play. Because the NFL goes, let's see here. So we know that the NBA and the NHL will be done by October the 11th is when the NBA Finals, Game 7 ends. So the NFL goes, so there's going to be no sports in the fall except us. And there's no way in the world, there's no way in the world I think that they pull the plug. They're going to go on and try to go head on with coronavirus and the pandemic, and they're going to play. And for our sakes, I hope that they succeed. But lots to get to today. Busy Monday, and it all starts with the Flyers, Chunis.
What's up?
What's up, my brother?
How great was that Saturday? That's the first thing I said to you, by the way, when we talked on the phone. Those two saves, breakaway saves that Carter Hart makes. And it goes back to that first game against the Bruins where it looks like the Flyers were going to lose that first period. and he makes all these saves and keeps them in the game. Then the Flyers really put their pedal, you know, their foot down the gas pedal the second, third period.
The Kucherov, I mean, Kucherov is
outrageous.
Deadly.
Outrageous.
Mean, you know what kind of sniper he is.
Yep.
He's deadly, the Russian sniper.
And he makes those two saves, and the Flyers end up scoring two goals in the first period and never really looked back. And how about, you talked about depth. That was the first things, one of the first things you brought up to start the show today. You know, he's been around this season. He hasn't played every single game, but a guy like Nicholas Abe-Kubel scores two goals yesterday. Right? Yeah. Like everybody is producing for the Flyers right now.
And
everybody.
That, what's that? That's the hallmark of a championship
type
of team.
Yes. When next man up, right? We saw that in 2017.
Yeah. Ghost. Now you saw a Ghost. How about the Ghost comes in and Ghost plays well?
Yeah. He gets, what, two assists? It's like, all right, hey, I know I've been a healthy scratch, but here, I'll provide two assists for you.
How about my boy Farabee?
Yep. Beautiful goal. I mean, the Flyers from
he's
top to bottom playing.
Dude.
Yes, he is.
He's a talent.
But from top to bottom, this Flyers team is playing lights out, and it's been so much fun to watch. And
yeah,
this is gonna be a great series. Starting things off, you mentioned the relationship Carter Hart has with Carey Price. You know that was his idol growing up. I feel so good about the Flyers. I can't wait, man. And then Friday, the second game's at 3:00. I'm kind of in on that.
Love the
first,
Friday
for
afternoon.
For the first series, I'm
happy
in on the Friday afternoon.
Flyers?
Yeah.
I love it.
We'll have beers in our hands.
I love it. The Provolone Joe says, the last number one seed in this town won a Super Bowl.
Yep, how about
That's all I'm saying. Go Flyers. Boosh will be joining us 11:30 to discuss the chances, to discuss the Les Habitants and Montreal.
Yeah, and he's been great on these calls.
He's been
doing two games on one day.
He's
so
outrageous.
I'm glad we have some free time to have him on. No games in the NHL today. So
yeah,
I'm glad that we can get him on.
He really is. He's the best. I'm so excited. You know, it's a shame because Flyers held up their end of the bargain, and you know, the Sixers have turned back in the dreck. The Sixers look more like the Phillies.
Yeah, it would have been great to have two teams really contending in their respective bubbles. But yeah, this is bad. I mean, if Embiid's out, which you're hinting that he's fine. Let's hope. But if he's out, I mean, you have absolutely no.
Well,
chance.
If he's out, forget about it.
Yeah.
But you know, he's not. He's from what I'm told, he's fine.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear.
But it doesn't matter because he's not bought in. You know, he's not bought in. Because he knows they're not good enough to do anything without
Ben. And that's a problem. Come on. I almost dropped a guy. Come on, guy. Like, let's go. If you're one of the two stars, I get it. But you got to do whatever you can to win. You can't go, oh, just because Ben's out, I'm out. You can't do that.
I agree, but...
That's when you go, all right,
he's got a bit of
put the team on my back here.
He's got a bit of front runner in him.
No, I don't like that.
Do you think... Now, let me ask you a question. Now, we'll see. He's got time to do this. But when the playoff, before the playoffs start, the eve of the game one, he's got to say, all right, I'm going to be Wilt.
Yes, he has to do that.
I mean, that's the only way that they have a chance to gather the first round.
I don't know what the Eagles players were saying, but when Wentz goes down, I didn't hear any, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I
heard big loss, but we believe in Nick Foles. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but where's Nick? Who's playing Nick Foles?
That's a good point. Oh, Al Horford. People were making that connection over the weekend that it took the bubble to make Al Horford all of a sudden step up. He's your Nick Foles now.
Yeah, I don't see it.
The aging veteran that comes in.
I don't.
No?
No.
You don't see Al going out there on the court halftime?
How's everyone doing?
I just don't think they're that. I don't think they're any good. I don't think they're, again.
It didn't look good with Simmons. It's only going to look worse.
The problem is goes back to all roads go back. It's like the Bruins logo. All roads lead to the B. All roads lead, when the Sixers lead to the double B.
Mm-hmm.
All roads back to Brett. And
I need to grow a bomber.
Look, he was given a task to try to resuscitate this thing, and he chose a route that I was against, and he wanted to try this new thing instead of just trying to go keep the ball in Simmons' hands and let him go. Anyway, it's all moot anyway because Simmons is out, and I just don't think they're good enough. I just don't. I don't think they're good enough defensively. I mean,
talented guard that you're going up against, like a Damian Lillard,
will thrash them. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing that people, I think, fail to realize is that this is just bubble play. This isn't the playoffs. In the playoffs is when you man up. Playoffs is when you defend every possession. That's when you man up in the bubble. Right now, the bubble play is no defense, you know, up and down the floor. Let's go put 130 up.
Yep.
That's what bubble play is. But once the playoffs start and they're playing for real, I got to believe that rotation shorten and they start to defend and you're starting to play for your life. These guys, you could see it. They're not playing good defense. Nobody's playing good defense. Look at the scoring, how the scoring is up so much. Playoffs, you play defense, man. That's it.
Yeah, and this Sixers team is not playing any defense. They're not playing the lick of it right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I know the last couple of possessions, they tried moving Josh Richardson on Damian Lillard, but he's not good enough to lock down a guy like Dame. I mean...
No.
And then,
no, you're not good. See, the only chance you had to win, in my opinion, was you played... And this is what Simmons healthy, is if you play great defense.
Yep.
And you controlled the glass and you used your length. That was it. You know, it's funny because we're off the board. Like, people are in a bad way. Like my man, Anthony Hobson. Ant says, Ben can have the ball every possession. This team still ain't bleak. And I get it. But the only way, the only prayer they had to win, and I thought it was a decent shot, is if they manned up and played great defense in the playoffs. Used their size, had Thibault start, not Milton, and then use their size, play great defense, use your length, play with a purpose, try to get teams in foul trouble, and bull your way. That was it. That was the only blueprint, and they never embraced it, and that's it.
Yeah, and then you got your firepower off the bench with Shake. Alec Burks obviously
but I get it.
Well, whatever firepower you can muster coming off that bench, and then you go back to the starting five. Yeah, you're right, and obviously we didn't see that, and it's now without Simmons, it's a lost cause. But I want to ask you something. Has almost like the frustrations of the Sixers overshadowed the success of the Flyers right now?
No,
you don't think so?
The disintegration of the Sixers?
Yeah. Yes, we'll go with that word instead. I see more people complaining about the Sixers than celebrating the Flyers right now.
No. Maybe now, but I'm hoping in a week, no.
I'm hoping Wednesday, because Wednesday is a playoff game for the
Flyers.
But
here's the thing. I think it's arcing in the Flyers' favor. Because I think you had to get used to this team is dead, right? The Sixers are dead.
Right.
For me, I'm completely depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've channeled all my sorrow. And truthfully, I'm mourning the loss of the Sixers right now. I'm devastated over the loss. I really am. And the only thing, and I choose to be happy, right? So being the 4-for-4 soul that I am, I've channeled all of my optimism. And you and I are similar in that by nature, we're both optimists.
Right.
Right? So being an optimist, I'm able to channel all my good feelings toward the Flyers and use the Flyers as my crutch to get over the Sixers.
Okay. I like that. I just wonder if others, I don't know if others are doing that. I'm seeing more bitching and moaning on the social media than I am celebrating.
It's easy to bitch and moan on social media because that's what social media is.
Yeah, but it's great to celebrate too.
Yeah, but there's nothing. You got to get a run for the playoffs haven't begun yet. They got to get a run. And we talked about it last week. People have to jump on board. Not everybody's on board yet. Like, the ancillary people aren't on board yet.
Okay.
You have all these other factors, right?
Okay.
You have, A, they're playing hockey in August. And people go, this is still weird. B, you still have all the virus concerns, the economic concerns. Life is life, man. Life is tough right now. And then you have the, well, the playoffs haven't begun yet. So all that, I'm hoping that once the playoffs begin and we get an actual game against Montreal, that people start to go, all right, well, let's go. Let's move all of our optimism to the Flyers. And they deserve it. They deserve your attention. They really do. All right. Let's give you some phone numbers. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Big weekend. A lot of fun. And I'm curious of what you thought, what you saw Saturday night against Tampa. And, of course, the misery that is the Sixers. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. We're just getting started on a Monday morning. Look, life comes at us hard these days. We're just talking about it. We go 100 miles an hour. We feel stressed, exhausted, run down, dehydrated, headaches, body aches. All right, we're all working overtime trying to protect ourselves from getting sick. All right, listen. So I found this new thing. It's awesome. It's Exceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. That's what it is. And it's a positive way to recharge and refuel. It's been a game changer for me. Imagine flooding your body with the vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, and hydration you need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood, elevate your energy level, replenish your reserves. Right? So you go in and you get the nutrients and vitamins and hydration administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Exceva's modern infusion suites. So you relax in the massage chair, enjoy a snack while you receive your infusion right in front of a flat-screen TV. I'm telling you, it's like you got the IV of the goodies. You're hooked up. It's almost like your phone. You're recharging your body like you would plug in your phone. It's important, especially these days. To learn more about Exceva's vitamin therapies, visit Exceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. AXIVA.com. Exceva, replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 10:30 on a Monday morning. Hanging out. The Tunis. We're sitting here and we're wondering how everybody feels. This is always a place to gather for your, we like to, being 10 to 2, we like to kind of cross over. Your morning coffee, and it ends with your little happy hour, your afternoon beer. My two favorite things in life. Coffee.
I agree.
And beer. I'd be okay, believe it or not, I'd be okay just drinking my life, you know, drinking the rest of my life and not eating anything. If I had to give up one, I would give up food.
Okay. You would die.
Right.
In a week.
Right. But I realized as much as I like pizza.
Rest of your life wouldn't last long.
As much as I like pizza, the coffee is, I enjoy it like no other. I have my coffee right now. I enjoy it. And it was hot. What day? Well, yesterday. And I was doing some stuff. I was actually out throwing the Monster, right? And I had a cold beer. Like it was in the freezer,
Yeah. And
all right. No, I put it in the freeze before I went out.
For a little bit. All right. Smart.
And it got to the point, and it's so difficult.
It's an exact science.
Right. To get, but I want to get it just before it turns to slush, right? Where it's all liquid, but it's ice cold.
Well, it's like the those frozen glasses. Like you want the outside to have that sort of ice on it.
But when it goes down and you taste the chill, there's nothing better than that. Right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It was so bad yesterday because I enjoyed it so bad that Mosmo was looking at me. He goes, can I have a sip? I went, get out of here. What are you, nuts? But I must have been enjoying it that intensely.
I want to try.
Because it got to the point, it was just before the ice started to form. And so it was as cold. It was probably 32.8 degrees. Man, it was delicious.
Exact science.
Delicious. Anyway, what a Saturday night it was, they were dominant in every which way. Like second or third period, there was no... Did you have any fear they were going to lose that game?
No, because, I mean, when Toronto made it... Or Toronto. When Tampa made it 2-1... I was like, Flyers got this. Because every time a team seems to get that goal, and I go back to the Bruins game, right? Flyers have the 2-0 lead, and then boom, Bruins are down 2-1, and then 8 seconds later, the Flyers are back up 3-1. I don't get that concern where, here we go, here's the momentum shift. Even if there's the prototypical momentum shift when you're up 2-0 and the goal is now cut in half,
yes.
That momentum shift doesn't happen.
No.
Because the Flyers are so deep, lines 1-4.
It doesn't happen. That's the thing. It doesn't happen.
It's like if the Phillies run. The Phillies could give up 2 runs in the top of the first.
Now,
you know they're come back with 3 in the bottom.
It's funny. It's like the Montreal series, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the series and I go, huh. First of all, we all thought Pittsburgh was going to be dangerous. They got healthy. That they were supposed to be the team to benefit the most from the bubble, right? And then you look at Montreal. They come in. They beat Pittsburgh. They got a veteran goalie like Carey Price who can dominate and carry a team. If this was the years past, I would be extremely nervous about this series. And start to go, I'm scared, Carey Price. I'm scared of the upstart Canadiens. But I don't feel that way. I just think the Flyers are too deep for him. And with that goalie, with that kid playing in net like he is, first of all, if he plays like he did the 2 games against Boston and against Tampa, forget about it. Montreal can't beat them. Right?
100%. By the way, I just want to mention Philadelphia Public League to suspend all interscholastic athletic programming through January 1st.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, it's coming.
Yeah.
The whole thing's coming.
Kids, you know, man, that sucks.
I know. The whole thing's coming. I mean, look, this fall is going to be a wash. The only question is, are we going to have NFL?
Oh, we will.
To keep us company?
We will. They're going to play.
Let's go to the phone lines. You can get in 610-632-0975. Take us into your lair Saturday night with this hockey team. Let's go. I want to hear from my man who went out and got the crabs. He's the guy who, in fact... He goes, I'm all about the Flyers. I got in on the Flyers. He bet the exact score against the, it was against Washington.
Yep.
He had the exact score, and we told him, go bet him again against Tampa. And this guy's got the magic touch. I'm wondering if he was going to go watch the Flyers and eat crabs. Let's go.
That sounds like a good day.
I want to hear it. Listen, I love this August hockey. This August hockey is awesome.
Yeah, people that are complaining about it, I don't get. I really don't.
What's there not to like about?
Especially when your team is the one seed. Your team's the top seed.
Yeah, I don't
care what month it is. Your team's the best team in its respective conference.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what you like. Why? I need to hear why you don't like it.
It's not like it's bad hockey. Right?
No, it's
competitive.
It's been great hockey. It's been terrific. What is there not to like about it? Keith in Gloucester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Keith,
what's up, bro?
What's going on, Keith?
What's up, cuz?
How you feeling?
Oh my God, I just had a 2 teeth pulled on Friday, so I'm a little weary. But I'm just glad.
That's all right. We all get excited. Don't worry about it. I hear you, man. I'm very excited. Well, I think the same thing. I think that they're going to be extremely dominant.
Oh, I gotta tell you one thing though. They're not playing the 8 seed. They're the 12 seed.
Well, they're the 8 seed for the playoffs.
No, aren't they considered 12th? I think there's 12 teams in the playoffs.
No, there's 8 and 8.
Oh.
8 and 8 each conference.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess I was reading it wrong.
The reason why they had that tournament was to get the 8 playoff teams.
Oh, okay.
And the Flyers, because they were among the top 4, were in a round robin for the seeding. They only did that so that they could play while the other teams played, because if they didn't, it would, that inactivity would be a serious disadvantage.
Yes. And I want to tell you this, though. If we had Hart and Elliott during that 2010 team, oh, my God. Imagine when we would have did it with them instead of Boucher and Layton.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. I mean, they would have, without a doubt, enjoy it, my man. Obviously, we remember the beach ball behind Layton, right? So I get it. I completely get it. But this is a new team. It's a different team. It's a better team. We got Boosh on, and I'm looking forward to asking him. One of the questions is, hey, which team is better? We discussed this last, I guess it was Friday. I was asking the question, is this the best Flyers team in the last 25 years, basically?
Yeah, we were talking about the 2000 roster,
and
the 04 roster.
And it's better. Right? It's better. This is a better team. It's certainly better than 2010. They got in on the skin of their teeth during that run. It was the last Sunday in the shootout against the Rangers. Come on. This team is supremely better than the 2010 team. They just got hot and went on a run. This team's got legs. Uh-oh, the Devil's in there. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it, Chunas. The Devil. The Devil's there. Our man, Gruss. Our engineer. Do you know, Andrew, did I ever tell you a story that the Gruss is anti-Pope?
Yeah, I've heard the story.
Yeah, yeah. Your answer should have been, no, I haven't told the story. Because a lot of the audience hadn't had it. But
no, Grossman told the story, though.
Our engineer.
So nobody heard it on the air.
Our engineer, the head engineer, is a great guy, but he's evil, LeGrosse. LeGrosse was anti-Pope. The only man in the area when the Pope came to visit that would denounce the Pope was Grosse. That's why his presence always scares me. Like, I don't want him near I think he got too close to the Sixers. Because the Sixers have been cursed. The curse of the process, ladies and gentlemen, is real. I truly believe the curse of the process is the real deal. I look at it and I go, how did this happen? How did we go from being so excited to this, to a playoffs without Simmons, a playoffs where they look as disjointed as they've ever been. The curse is real. You know, they have that OKC pick.
Yep.
That's top 20 protected. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tank.
You're going to do it again. But you can't, because then it'll be another bird to the sports gods.
I'm teasing.
That's why this is happening, you know. Because it was the double bird to the sports gods. We'll show you. We'll tank.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we'll show you right back. The two guys that you tanked for.
Yeah.
Injuries. It's not like it was injuries to Howell Meadow and Mike Scott. It was injuries to Simmons and Embiid.
Yeah. No, it's bad.
And it's funny that you bring that up, because I had a tweet last week, and I think it was on Thursday, or it was whenever Simmons went down. It was the next day. And he said to me, well, you should have expected that this was going to happen, because Simmons wasn't supposed to play in the first round of playoffs if there was no pandemic.
Wow.
Because of the back injury. So we get the stoppage of 4 months. He comes back healthy, and the sports gods go, no. He was not supposed to play in round one.
So he's not playing.
Yep. And they snap their finger, point at the knee.
Well, it's almost like the Penguins, because they got healthy.
Yes.
And they're out.
So the sports gods say, I don't care about a pandemic.
Well, the sports guys, I agree with you, are also upset at this whole thing. They're upset mm-hmm. at the process. And I'm a pro process all the way.
I think the majority of the city was. I mean, there was some pushback at the beginning part of it, but once you start seeing that plan develop, once you get Joel Embiid, and then once you get Ben Simmons, even though he'd missed his entire first year, I think people were on board with the process.
Yeah.
But now, here we go again.
Yeah.
Sports gods are pointing at the area of the body and go, boom, injury.
Jim from the Palm, you ready? These two teams are polar opposites. The coach behind the bench for the Flyers has a plan and holds everyone accountable that isn't playing the right way. He has no issue with making top players healthy scratches. Right? Like Voracek's out Saturday night. What'd you think of that?
I don't know. I mean, that's twice now, right? So I'm like, okay. But he's making his statements, Vigneault. He's going, hey, listen, I've been doing this all year round. A round robin tournament's not going to stop me doing this now.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll do in the playoffs, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was something that Barry Melrose said to you last Friday that was great. He said, when the head coach and the GM are on the same page,
yeah,
the team can't sort of revolt. Like, I'm sure if the head coach and the GM weren't on the same page and he was doing healthy scratches, all of a sudden the locker room's going to revolt. But because Chuck Fletcher and Alain Vigneault are on the same page saying, this is our plan, this is what we're going to do, and I stand behind everything that AV does, the players can't revolt.
Yeah, here's the thing that's crazy, too. If I tell you that you're going to sit Voracek, I mean, Andrew, that's pretty bold, right? And that's what people were talking. Now, again, different mentality. It's easier to say it. In the NBA, you say to Simmons, sit down. You're not going to play until you shoot. What happens? There's a revolution. Is it not? You know that that can't happen. That you know that he doesn't have enough sway to do it. That Brett Brown can't do it. My biggest beef with Brett is less flexing his muscles and more his plan. His plan was a bad one. The plan just had nothing. You look at where the Flyers play strategically, running at, you look at what they do and how they run at the point. They swarm you. They don't give teams chances to set up. They're young and they're fast, yep. and they swarm you. They play great defense in front. Think about this for a second. We all love like scoring and the whole thing, and You know, but here you go. The Leafs are out. Auston Matthews, Tavares,
yep.
Marner. Look at that team. Like, that team is loaded offensively, right? All kinds of snipers with the Maple Leafs. But these Flyers play different. They have different guys score, and they have a better defensive mindset. It's actually, it's funny, but it's how the Sixers should play.
Yeah, you're right. Defense first and then attack afterward.
Like, they're not trying to outscore all those great snipers. Look what they've done. Like, look what they did to Ovechkin.
Yep.
This year. It's case in point. They're not trying to outscore the Capitals. And the goals come, they come, because they're coming off of transition, right? They're coming. The goals are coming organically. And they're coming really because they're so good defensively that it turns into opportunities on the other end of the ice, which is exactly how I wanted Brett Brown to play.
That's not happening now, is it?
No, but do you see the correlation?
Yes, I do. And then, you know, the Caps only had 17 shots in that last game. I mean, because you're right. They're swarming everyone. They're not letting anyone get by them. Even guys
like
Ovechkin.
The Killer Hornets. You know those Killer Hornets?
Yeah, the ones that came up. Yeah.
That's who the Flyers are.
They're not even the worst thing of 2020.
Flyers are the Killer Hornets. Meanwhile, the process is cursed. 610-632-0975. Come on, man. Let me hear from you. Let's talk a little Shapers. Shapers Supply. Great Philadelphia-based company for the last 65 years. And they specialize in cleaning, restoration, janitorial supplies. And here's the deal. They have the killing agent. Yes. Helping America fight the war on coronavirus. Shapers Supply. They have something called Benefect Botanical Decon 30. Oh, the intro. Doesn't that sound like a weapon?
I'm not messing with that.
No. And it is, man. Shapers knows. You got to keep the workplace safe. The beauty also works at home. Non-flammable, non-abrasive, non-corrosive, lightly scented cleaner. The perfect disinfectant for your home. Also for nursing homes, right? Barbershops and salons, daycare centers and schools, hospitals, restaurants, you name it. Get this Benefect Botanical Decon 30. Visit shapersupply.com. Learn more about this powerful COVID-19 killing agent. And as we look through the lens of the pandemic, companies like Shapers have emerged to keep us safe with germ-destroying solutions that are affordable and easy to get and easy to use. The website again, shapersupply.com. That's S-C-H-A-P-E-R-S supply.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.